So this is the key to continually being filled with the Spirit. Right? How many of you? Do you know that when you were initially baptized, there is a surge? Right? Have you experienced that? No? No feeling? That is normal as well. If you don't feel anything, yes. For some people, it's a very, I would say, explosive experience when the Spirit comes on you, right? But you know that a person is full of the Spirit when you see things, their words, what they say, the heart, you know, it's gushing out, right? I'll give you an example. Sister Krishna wasn't here, is not here today. But there was a few weeks ago, she would normally be very quiet in a prayer meeting, right? But there was a time when you know that she's so full of the Holy Spirit. As she was prophesying, she was speaking forth, she was gushing out all those incredible words. Brian was there, right? You know, she was so brave, she was a different person. That life was just pouring out. The same was just ministering to us. Right? That's the Holy Spirit coming forth. That's living water coming forth. When we're worshipping in this place, there is a river, there is living water in this place. You can sense the presence of God, can't you? Huh? You can sense the Holy Spirit, right? Anyone who has a problem not sensing the Holy Spirit? Okay, don't need to raise your hand. But that's the living water, right? That's able to change our situation, our physical situation. That's what I'm talking about, the kingdom of God, the river of living water that comes out from our mouth. We have to draw it. It is in us. When it comes out, it brings life. It brings healing, restoration. It has a prophetic word. Right? It says the right word at the right time. All these gifts of the Spirit start operating. Right? But the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He doesn't force himself out. We have to draw. And that's what I'm saying. We speak in tongues. Right? Where am I? Okay. Still some time left. I just want to share with you why we should pray in tongues, right? I know some of us have come from different teachings. Some of us think that the gift of tongues is just evidence that you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, right? But you don't really use it much. You just keep it in the closet. It's nice to use once in a while, you know, that kind of thing. But as we are looking at here, this is a critical thing to draw out the living water. Right? It's not an option if you want to walk, if you want to be used of the Holy Spirit. Right? If you want living water to flow out, it is not an option. There was this minister that who spent a lot of time praying the Spirit. When he was even very young, like in his teens, right? He would pray in his room every day, right? I can't remember how long did he pray, but every day before he goes to sleep, when he wakes up, he would pray in his room, in tongues. And when his family members go into his room, they will make this comment that there is a presence of God in that room. There is such a strong presence of God in that room. It's such a peaceful place, you know. That's what his brothers and sisters and mother would tell him. So, One day, he had a cousin from France, I believe, coming over to stay. So the mother made him to give up his room, let the cousin have the room instead, so he would sleep in another room. Right? So the cousin put up in that room. It's a she. And unknown to them, that cousin had a spirit in her, had an evil spirit. So she was in that room, and in the middle of the night, they heard this awful scream. And cousin ran out from the room, unable to, you know, she was just manifesting the evil spirit, cannot, the presence of God in that room. That's living water, right? It's the Holy Spirit, the presence of God in that room. And here's another thing. So he was about 14, I believe, and he thought very far ahead. And he said, God, I don't want to waste time dating girls, you know, before I get married. And just show me who I'm supposed to get married to. And when he was sleeping, he had a dream. And he saw himself at the altar in a wedding ceremony. There was this woman with a veil, right? And he was actually getting married. He saw himself and went. And then he took off the veil. Well, it's a pretty woman, don't worry. And her name given to him in that dream was, her name is Anna. And he just took it and never worry about, you know, who he's going to marry. So many years later, he did marry a woman with an Anna in the name. Right? I think it was Annabelle. But, you know, but basically it was an amazing thing, right? He didn't have to worry about who he was going to marry. Now, so there's an incredible thing when we pray in the Spirit. I remember Felicia sharing with us. I hope you don't mind. She was led by the Spirit to pray in tongues when just one day a heavy anointing to pray in tongues, right? And I believe that at that point her boyfriend was in trouble, right? And there was a situation where he was working in, I believe, in Jordan. And one of the police officers went crazy, took out a machine gun and gunned down all the trainers in that place. Basically, American trainers who were, police trainers who were sent to train the... So that guy went crazy and gunned everything down. And he was there. He didn't run away. But he did not get shot. There is power. There is power. There is living water over the situation. Amen. And many stories, I believe all of you have experienced it. You were led to pray in the Spirit one time or another. Yeah. Okay. Just a little bit about tongues, right? You know, when you are first prayed for, baptized in the Spirit, some people have problems praying in tongues, in the Spirit. The biggest hindrance is your mind, right? This is for those who have difficulty praying in tongues. You find it, how do I say, difficult to utter out, right? Now, as we said, it's because your mind, whenever you are speaking forth words that you don't understand, it tries to analyze. It tries to compare. Am I saying some silly things? It sounded stupid, you know. That person's tongue sounds much better than mine. How come mine is just da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da, you know? Have you encountered that? Okay. That's the mind, right? But you have to press on further. Because, again, like the Bible says, when you're praying in tongues, you're praying to the Father. You're praying to God. If you would just begin to lose that focus on yourself, because when your mind is in control, it tries to analyze. It's always focusing about yourself, right? You know, am I doing it right? Am I not doing it right? And what is it? You know, does it sound stupid? What will people think of me? And all that. But if you're praying from deep inside your heart, and you're just adoring the Father, and you are letting it come out from inside your heart, even a two-syllable word is powerful. Because it's from your heart. And you just let it come from your heart. It's not something, you're no longer doing it from your mind. That moment, how many of you have experienced that moment? There's a breakthrough, there's like a push through when it drops into your spirit and you're praying from inside, from your heart, right? It's no longer from your mind. You find it just gushes out, right? That moment. Anybody? No? I like to call it the VTEC moment. For those of you who drive Honda, right? You know about VTEC technology? Variable valve timing, VVT, for those who are driving Toyota. You know, I don't know about the new Honda, the IVTEC, but I know the old engines of VTEC, when it kicks in, there is a surge of power. The engine starts to roar. It's a different sound, you know. There's a sudden surge. That is the moment you know when the water is gushing up, right? You're continuing praying the Spirit. You're not letting your mind stop you from praying. Streams of living water. You're drawing it out. Right? You find that you'll be prophesying, you'll be saying words that you're even amazed. Right? Okay. Well, before I sum up, I also want to encourage you when you have when you first speak in tongues, you know, don't feel bad when it's just a few syllables, but let it be from your heart to speak to your daddy God, right? Look at it that way. Let it be from your heart, right? You know, it's like my son talking to me. I'm not sure if he understands what he's saying. I certainly don't know what he's saying. He's 2 years old, okay? But he's very comfortable in what he's saying. He would not imitate what he says, but at times you think that he's speaking in tongues. Because he will look at me and he's like, da 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 da, and he expects a response. And I'm like, I didn't know how to respond, so I'll respond in the same way, the same syllables that he spoke. And then he will continue on, you know, like with an expression, with question marks, and I'm like, oh, this is profound, you know. I'm not saying that he's speaking in tongues, but I'm just saying that he's comfortable in talking to me. He's talking from his heart, right? He doesn't worry if he sounded funny. I didn't make him embarrassed and say, that's silly nonsense words, right? I enjoy what he's saying to me, even though, I'm not saying that I'm God here, but God would understand, right? But I just know that he communicates with me. And if your tongue is just daddy, 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 don't worry. Your daddy God loves you. Amen. You are expressing love and you're communicating with him from your deep being. And your daddy God doesn't laugh at you. And the more you focus on that, the more you find that your tongues will come forth naturally. And your mind, your concern about what other people are thinking, it will just melt away. Hallelujah. Coming back to this. This is from Ezekiel 47. This is a story about that river that comes out from the temple in Ezekiel's vision that the Lord showed him. From the temple, there is a water source coming from under the temple. And the person who brought Ezekiel walked with him. Every 1,000 cubits that they walked, the level become higher and higher. First it was at the ankle. And then as they walk another 1,000 cubits, that's about roughly 1,500 feet, right? The water came up to the knee. And then they walk some more, the water came up to the waist. And then another 1,000 cubits, it became so deep that they could swim in it. And it says that river, wherever it flowed, it brought life and healing. And that river even healed the very waters of the Dead Sea. You know how the Dead Sea is very dead, right? Nothing flows out from that Dead Sea. Everything, you can even float on it, I believe, because it's so salty. It's so salty that nothing lives in there, right? But that river even brings life to the Dead Sea. I see that as a picture of us. Why do I say that? Because the Bible says, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You are a temple of God. And you have living water in you. And as you pray in the Spirit and drawing out that living water, it's going to come out of you. It's going to flow, at first maybe ankle deep, then maybe knee deep, then waist deep. But then it's going to become a river that brings life, healing, everywhere it goes. That's the picture that I want you to take away. You, the rivers of living water flows up from you. And that's why you pray in the Spirit. Amen. And that's the kingdom of God, where the Holy Spirit manifests himself as the river of living water. People get healed. People get set free. Things turn around. Supernatural things begin to happen. That is a picture of the kingdom of God in operation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray, shall we? Lord, just send that picture into our hearts. That there is living water in us. Living water that the world needs. And that when we pray in us ourselves, we're praying for that living water to come out of us. To flow and bless others. To bring life. To set captives free. To bring healing everywhere. Let us retain that picture, Lord. That we are like that temple in Ezekiel. Where there is water coming forth and it becomes a mighty river that brings healing and life everywhere it went. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.